It is Terry Ashford, Terry Dwayne Ashford, coming in here with you at 6:25 p.m. here on Friday evening. Yeah, Friday 14, 2025. We want to share with you here our mentality on what we have found as really, really very, very secure bathroom usage with locks on the inside of the doors. And we find those types of bathrooms very, very conducive and very, very comfortable to use. However, we also see issues with that, and those issues is now going to lead us to the story that I'm going to tell you as to one of the reasons why I defied one of the largest scholarships of my life. I actually declined that scholarship and accepted when I say scholarship, I'm speaking about scholarships on academic achievements versus scholarships on other things where you can do those things that you really want to do hidden secretively in your head. That's what happened to me in high school. I took the scholarships that allowed me to do the things that I wanted to do in learning those things. And we want to share with you what we know about those locked, closed doors of bathrooms, which should be more of them, but there are reasons why there aren't any more of them. Reasons why even the construction may be changed on those that are here. At the University of Memphis, I made my decision to go to the University of Memphis as opposed to some of those academic colleges and others in the area that was giving me more money, because I was a little bit gay in my mind, had never experienced it. I wanted to know more about those little gay people. Yeah, and that's why I chose the University of Memphis, because I heard from where I live, that's where they went to do their freak thing as a 17-year-old young male making decisions about college by himself. So I chose University of Memphis. Guess why? At University of Memphis, there was a glory hole activity in the downstairs bathroom, where this one is upstairs with locked doors. This bathroom was in the university center in the downstairs, where the doors had locks on the inside of the bathroom. But the secret was there was a glory hole and three of them hidden on each side of the bathroom that only those who were into that knew about it. Terry Ashford here reporting that part for you. That is one of the reasons. There was a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was about 8 stalls in that university center bathroom, and 3 of them were secretively hidden with glory holes. Glory holes. If you don't know what a glory hole is, I'm gonna let you research that. But that's where I learned of those activities. Now, I actually did some research in that area. There, I went down there. I wanted to see what was going on. I was just curious. It's one of the things that steered me to the University of Memphis. I dumped how much money to get there. That's how gay people are. That's how gay I was in my mind. And coming to find that everybody, all of them are supposed to be gay, it is amazing to know that they're feeling what I felt, having accepted that I was gay, or having accepted that I had those types of attractions. Now I don't know whether I'm gay any different than anybody else or not. But it's a huge, huge urge in our bodies as men when we have those hormone issues, and it hurts. It really does hurt our grown area. It was hurting my grown area so much that it caused me to defy those huge scholarships for a scholarship that had a little action going on. Had a little action going on where I might have to pay some student loans in the end. Well, that's what I did. That's what sharing with you what I understand about this down-low ordeal. And I should be more understanding, I guess. But I find that I'm less understanding because of the lying associated with it. You know, I mean, if all of us are gay like that, then all of the men are really hurting in their grown area, especially when that woman tell him, no, he can't go out and get a nun. What in the hell you talking about, girl? I ain't never lived like that. I never expect to live like that. I understand that if I totally understand what I think I'm seeing nowadays, that I probably should have more understanding of those down low activities But I don't. I don't. The reason why I don't here is because you had things like glory holes in those walls way, way out where nobody saw them, that gave these freaks and freakos the activity, the access to those activities by going out there. Yeah, and guess what? It appears that the governmental force closed them down. Now we know why they closed them down, because that contact from that freak activity was then supposed to steal in racism by the black men who was down with white only. The black men who were down with white only went into these particular areas to make racial trades. And the racial trade was to give personal contact to those whiter men who were to steal from the black families. And that's why we have a problem with it. Because the glory hole activity, you think they closed them down for good reasons? They closed them down for worse reasons. Now it's gone from promiscuity to promiscuity, sex trafficking, racism, and trading using the race and the family members associated with that promiscuous person. That's what you see. That's what you have. That's what journalism have for you. That's why we thought we had all that shit under wraps when we fixed it in college. Every time I went to a bathroom, I felt like something was wrong because I was probably one of the only ones that was against the use of the bathroom, secretively using it unknown. Well, I walk into the bathroom, I'm not gonna be ashamed to take a dump. When I walk into the bathroom, I'm not be ashamed of taking a pee-pee, and you don't need to be looking at me all strange because I'm blocking your activity and your action. That's what we here at Street Now News, Terry Dwayne Ashford, we got all that shit together when we was in college. We got it all together when we were in college. If you want to do that glory hole activity, go to a glory hole. But right now in this bathroom, right now, Terry Dwayne Ashford is about to take a dump or he's about to piss and you're about to get over your shit. Or we're going to fight. We realized all of that in those particular situations, and we also realized all of that at places like saunas and showers where we was working out. They're following us all over the place, doing our old freak activity. They're following us, and we got it fixed there. Went into the shower, I went in there to get some heat, goddamn. They act like that it is common activity that you're supposed to pull your dick out and jerk off, play with each other's dicks in the fucking sauna area. We fixed that and we kept quiet about it. We fixed it while we was in there. I simply asked, would you mind please not doing that while I'm here? I had a couple of bucks. They wanted the buck at it. Bitch, I'll go motherfucking have your ass put out of this motherfucking sauna. Okay, that's what the fuck I'll do. Now, I'm asking you nicely, put your goddamn dick in your drawers when I'm in here. If you want to motherfucking pull your dick out of your drawers some other time, I don't got shit to do with it. But while I'm here, you're going to cease this motherfucking shit. And I'm not going to be fighting in this slippery ass sauna and steam room with your freak ass. Do you hear me? Over no goddamn racism. That's not what I'm going to do. Made it very clear. We had it fixed. They stopped following me in those areas again. Then somebody realized they liked me. What the fuck you doing liking me again? You're a sick case. A fucking bunch of freaks. That's what I'm trying to say to you. That's how we fixed it before. That's how we gotta fix it now. That's how we thought we had it fixed all along the way. That's what my mom and father already knew. Because if somebody was snooping me, they saw me whooping ass along the way. Terry Ashford reporting for you. I'm not going to be shame, afraid, or apologetic when I go into a fucking bathroom to take a piss or a dump on some freaks up in the bathroom trying to do some freak shit, snarling at me. We can fight about it. For Street Now News, I'm Terry Ashford reporting it for you. That's the history and the background of this situation for you, in part. I defied scholarships for my hormones that was so strong in me because I was a virgin. I wanted to know what it was feel like. The only feeling I had was through jerk off. That was up until I was 20, 22, 23 years old. It's the only feeling I had. So I went all the way to University of Memphis to find all them big, huge scholarships to feel what it was like to be in a gay situation with another man. And I did it. And now I regretted all them goddamn student loans I had to pay. Terry Ashford reporting for you.